Army is moving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Oasis Professional Services government-wide contract. The Army and the General Services Administration signed a memorandum of understanding today with new incentives to use Oasis. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on the new agreement between the Army and GSA. Give us some details on what is in this memorandum of understanding, Jason.
Well, the Army is committing to spend $500 million a year on the Oasis Professional Services contract across five main areas: program management, consulting, science, financial services, and logistics. Harry Halleck is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Procurement. He says the Army's goal is to minimize duplicative contracting efforts where the risk is low while also increasing their efficiencies. But the real reason for committing so much money through Oasis, well, is money. Halleck says the Army will pay a fee of 0.1% instead of what other agencies pay to use Oasis, 0.75%. So that's a pretty big discount.
Actually, I would tell you the first task orders have already come through. We're already using Oasis. What's nice about the arrangement we agreed upon is going back to January 1st, I think it is. So those that have already done before the signing of the agreement as of January 1st fall under the Oasis requirements. So we're there. We're doing it. We're using it. Professional services is probably the one that I think we'll get the most bang for the buck out of, just because we have so much of that that we need. You know, a lot of those are the services that support our program managers and our PEOs, and that's a big part of our business.
Halleck says the Army spent 60% of its $73 billion procurement budget on services in 2014. And of that $73 billion, Francis, more than $3.5 billion was with GSA. And of that $3.5 billion, $1.8 billion alone was with GSA's professional services schedules. So obviously that's why he sees such a huge opportunity here. Jim Geloney is GSA's Oasis Program Executive Officer. He says the agreement with the Army is one way GSA is trying to relook at how it serves its customers.
On Oasis, this sort of tiered fee structure is a pilot program. It's one of many things we're looking at across GSA. I think you can see there's a number of initiatives looking at different ways to recover costs. And, you know, we feel fairly confident that this will be successful.
Geloney says the goal is to reduce the workload and administrative costs for the Army. He says Oasis is also designed to streamline the acquisition process. Now, Halleck adds that there's a second major reason to move to Oasis. For the Army, it's to get rid of existing professional services contracts.
There's no mandate at this point to do that. What we're hoping is that this working relationship works so well that people won't give it a second thought when the current contracts expire. And we're going to be looking at that from a headquarters perspective, that we don't just let them go. And if for some reason this isn't working, that's where Tiffany and I are going to have lots of dialogue together. And I don't anticipate that, frankly. I think it'll work, and I think it will be a natural thing. Like anything else, what's going to be interesting, and I've seen it myself being out in the field, on the customer's part, it's something new. It's something different. Even though it's their contracting officer that currently services them doing the job, but it's a different instrument. There's going to be a little bit of that we're going to have to get over. All it takes to get over that, in my mind, is a couple success stories, and then it'll take off.
Now, Halleck says GSA and DOD also are discussing whether they could implement some Defense Federal Acquisition Regulations requirements, or the DFARs, into the Oasis contract, especially since they're going to be using it a lot, and so are other parts of DOD, and that would make it actually easier for DOD to use that contract, the Oasis contract. Now, this actually, Francis, would be the first for any civilian agency contract to include some DFARS clauses, so this would be groundbreaking if they can get it done.
This is not the first time that GSA has done a deal like this on Oasis. What is different about this one from what they've done before?
You're right. Now, the Army's deal follows a similar one that the Air Force did back in December 2013. In that deal, again, the Air Force promised to spend $500 million a year on Oasis in at least its first year and going forward. So the difference, not much, I mean, between the two MOUs, except for one took about a year longer. Halleck says the Army saw what the Air Force did and decided it just made sense.
We vetted this pretty well. In fact, poor Jim, I dragged him to, you know, in the Army, we call our senior contracting folks PARCs, principal assistants responsible for contracting. So I have a conference with them twice a year. So one of the conferences, I brought all the PARCs together and then told Jim, I want you to come and take the lashes from the group. And actually, that was a great, great process. And Jim had all the answers. And that's where we made the decision. But it took a while to get all those folks together. And then even once we make the decision, consolidating it all into a document that approves this. It took a little bit of time, but that's all it was.
Now, Halleck says he believes the agreement also will help the Army continue to meet its small business goals. He says the Army has the highest percentage of any DoD services or agencies when it comes to small business contracting, and he expects the OASIS small business contract, remember there's two, there's small business and unrestricted, that the small business one will actually help the Army even more reach its contracting goals.
Do we know who else they're negotiating with or who else they'd like to negotiate with at GSA to put some more deals like this into place and push more dollars through OASIS?
Currently, GSA is not negotiating with other military services or agencies, nor with any civilian agencies. But Tiffany Hickson, GSA's Federal Acquisition Services Professional Services Category Executive, said she'd like to talk to other agencies. She says the Departments of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services, just to name two, are prime candidates. DHS, for instance, spent about 30% of its procurement budget last year with GSA. So as you can see, maybe that's not all services, but there's a lot of money being spent at GSA from DHS. In the meantime, Hickson says OASIS unrestricted and small business contracts are gaining steam. Jaloney says the first task orders under the OASIS full and open should be awarded in a matter of weeks. They came including from Army, Navy, Air Force, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, Customs and Border Protection, Interior, Agriculture. They have all issued RFQs against the contract. Under the small business version, Jaloney says about 30 to 40 awards already have been made. So that one's been up and running longer than the unrestricted version because that one faced a lot of protests. Hickson says GSA is planning more changes to how they deliver professional services in the coming months through the Category Management and Hallways Initiative.
One of the first digital tools that we've put in the hallway is a statement of work library. So best practices, so we come across those really good statements of work and how did they structure the evaluation criteria, what did their pricing schedule look like. We're going to be able to share those things with the larger acquisition community. And as we work through this from a professional services category executive perspective, if there are things that I need to start flagging in those systems for Army buyers, those are some of the things that we're going to be able to do through the category hallway. So we're also building our first pricing tool. So that's going to be coming soon. And it's fairly basic at this point, but it's a pricing tool that contracting officers can use. It's based on work that we've been doing in our schedules environment. And we'll be including OASIS pricing when that starts to come through. We just don't have enough pricing data to include it at this point. But for today, we've got 30,000 labor categories priced out through our schedules contracts. So contracting officers can go into this tool and get an idea of how much does an engineer with a 4-year degree and 2 years of experience, what is the ceiling rates that are going for those engineers?
Now, Hickson says part of the MOU is to give the Army more data about its purchasing habits, and that's actually something every agency eventually will be able to get from those hallways once they're set up and going. But because, these MOUs are in place with the Air Force, with the Army, they're the first ones out of the gate because obviously GSA wants to make them happy, spending together about $1 billion a year through OASIS.
There's one number here that out of all the numbers you have in this report on federalnewsradio.com, Jason, later this afternoon, that really jumps out at me, and that is the number 0.1%. How does GSA avoid everybody asking for 0.1%, at least through OASIS from now on?
Well, you know what they say, Francis, it's all about volume. when you spend $500 million, GSA can recover their costs based on a lower fee. And then they're committed to those $500 million. So that's how they can lower the fee. And this fee issue is a big deal. I mean, if you think about how much money GSA DoD spends, I mean, just take the Army. If they spent $3.5 billion with the Army last year, and you figure, Do the math for me. Figure what's 0.75% of that? What's 1% of that?
That's smart enough to figure that out.
My calculator broke.
Yeah.
But basically, long story short is that's a ton of money that now the Army is saving that they can say, okay, now we can put that toward mission areas. And that's the carrot that GSA holds out there. You commit a big volume of purchasing to us, and we will let you keep some of that money per se, and then you have it for mission. And budgets are tight. Everyone realizes that. Contracting officers are overworked. And this is all about GSA's approach to trying to help with both sides of that equation.
Yeah, I understand it from the Army's perspective, and I understand why GSA would do it. It will be interesting to watch this develop and see who gets what deal based on volume. And because it strikes me there's got to be a curve there somewhere between the 0.75 and 0.1, and everybody will fall on that plot somewhere.